Meditate always on my formless nature, which is knowledge incarnate, consciousness and bliss. Chapter 18 and 19, Sai Sat Charita. In Sri Sai Sat Charitra, we receive the teachings on meditation from the mouth of the Master himself, the story describing the love between him and his Guru. This is a story told by Baba to the old woman desperately seeking mantra for her spiritual progress. She was observing a fast and was very adamant about breaking it. Baba affectionately said to her, "Mother, tell me truly, why do you inflict so much pain on yourself? I am but a fakir who goes round for a morsel of food. Be kind to me. Really, I am your son and you are my mother. Listen to me. I will tell you a wonderful story which will give you great happiness." The story begins with characteristics of Guru and immediately he also shows characteristics of a sincere disciple in this story himself. In this whole story, we will go through the required and essential characteristics of both Guru and devotee or disciple more often. Baba continues to tell the story. "You see, my Guru was an ocean of compassion. I went on serving him till I was exhausted, but he did not whisper any mantra in my ears. I too had a strong desire never to give up his refuge and receive a mantra from his own mouth, even if it meant prolonged effort. Initially, he tricked me and asked for 2 pais. Those I gave him at once and prayed and earnestly requested for the letter of mantra. My Guru was fully satiated in all desires. What did he want for 2 pais? And how can I call him free of desires who asks disciple for money? But not such a thought trouble your mind. His idea was not to get money in the worldly sense. What had he to do with the money or gold? Shraddha and Saburi, firm faith and patience, endurance were the 2 coins, nothing else. I immediately gave them to him. My Guru, my mother, was pleased with me." Love in the mother's gaze is enough to bring happiness and contentment to the little tortoises. "Mother, why do you make yourself miserable? I really know no other instructions." The mother tortoise is on the river bank. Her little ones are in the desert on the other. They are nurtured and reared only by glances. So why persist in futile efforts for a mantra? "You go and eat something. Do not put your life at risk. Only have steadfast faith in me and spiritual progress will happen. You look up to me with single-minded devotion and I will look after you. My Guru never taught me anything else. It is not necessary to know the elaborated means of knowledge, nor is the proficiency in 6 shastras needed. There should be a steadfast faith that Guru alone is the protector and destroyer." And so, for 12 years, I remained at Guru's holy feet. He reared me as a child as I grew up. There was no dearth of food and clothes, and his heart was emitting love for me. He was the very image of love and devotion. His affection for disciple was genuine. Rare indeed is a guru like mine. I cannot describe the bliss I enjoyed in his company. Except him, I could not meditate on anything else. There was no other objective for me. My guru alone was my constant goal. Truly, the skill of the guru is simply marvelous. My guru expected only this. He desired nothing more than this. He never treated me with indifference or unconcern, but always protected me in my troubles. Sometimes I was allowed to remain at his feet and sometimes beyond the shores of the sea, but never did I lose the joy of his company. He was looking after me very kindly, as the mother. Tortoise feeds her little ones with a loving glance, so was the way of my guru. He looked after the child with loving glances. It can be seen that Baba had thrown some more light on meditation. He said, "Become first free from all desires. The Almighty dwelling in all creatures should then be brought to the mind. The meditation then will be satisfactory and objective of life will be achieved. Know that that which is knowledge incarnate or supreme pure consciousness or blissful joy, Satchitanand, that is my true nature. So meditate on it regularly." That is the formless form of Baba. If this is not possible, then meditate on my manifest form. Bring to the mind by day and by night my figure from head to toe with all its attributes. He further said, "Meditating on me in this way, your mind will gradually concentrate so closely that the distinction between the meditation, meditator and the object of meditation will cease to exist. In this way, when this Tripudi Trinity, the meditator, will experience the pure supreme consciousness. This is a be-all and end-all of meditation, for you will become one with Brahman." Once upon a time, a cave lived under the ground, as caves have the habit of doing. It had spent its lifetime in darkness. One day it heard a voice calling to it, "Come up into the light, come and see the sunshine." But the cave retorted, "I don't know what you mean. There isn't anything but darkness." Finally, the cave was convinced to venture forth. He was amazed to see light everywhere and not a speck of darkness anywhere. He felt oddly warm and happy. Turnabout was fair play and so. Looking up to the sun, the cave said, "Come with me and see the darkness." The sun asked, "What is darkness?" The cave replied, "Come and see." One day the sun accepted the invitation. As it entered the cave, it said, "Now show me your darkness." But there was no darkness. Light is above us and color around us. But if we have not light and color in our eyes, we shall not perceive them outside us. The path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. Baba is the light. Baba is here to show us the light and remove darkness from our lives. Baba is not so far away. God is not so far away. He is not in the heavens above, nor in hell below. He is always near you.